I'd like to welcome you back to Old Off Staff and Practice Series. If someone were to live in a place that didn't have an Eruv, and he wishes to take his dog for a walk, can there be a problem of carrying the leash? Would it be a problem for the animal to carry the leash, as we're learning throughout the Perek, that you're not allowed to have your animal carry as well in Rosh HaSarabim? Would this leash be considered a malbush, a garment of the animal? And would there be a problem of the person holding the leash, carrying the leash? Now the Mishnah, in today's Daf Shabbos, Daf Nundalot Amud Aleph, discusses a camel. The Mishnah discusses a leash that a camel could have, and the Mishnah says that there isn't a problem. And since the purpose of the leash is in order to protect the animal, in order to make sure it doesn't run away, in order to make sure that nothing bad happens to it, it's permissible, and you're allowed to carry it as well because it's an extension of the animal. However, there are two specific halachos that are discussed in today's daf. The bottom of Nundalot Amud Aleph, the Gemara points out that you shouldn't have the leash protrude from your hand more than a tefach. Additionally, the Gemara on the top of Nundalot Amud Beis tells us that you shouldn't let the leash sag in between you and the animal too close to the ground. It shouldn't be within a tefach of the floor. And both of these halachos really have a very similar reason for them. In essence, as long as the leash is there in order to protect the animal, I don't care how long it is, I don't care whether it's dragging on the floor, there shouldn't be a problem. However, appearance is important. And people's perception of what's going on is also important. And therefore, if you're going to have the leash protrude from your hand more than a tefach, it's going to be hanging, people may not realize that this is a leash that's attached to an animal. They may think that you're just carrying. And therefore, the rabbi said that you have to make sure that it doesn't protrude more than a tefach. Similarly, if the leash is hanging too close to the ground, people may not realize that the leash that's coming off this animal is held by a person, as Rashi explains, and people may think that the animal is carrying. Or, as the Ron explains, people may see the leash coming out of your hand and going close to the ground and not realize that it's really connected to the animal. They may think that you are carrying. And therefore, there are two halachos that you have to be careful about. You can't let the leash hang too low to the ground, and you can't let it protrude on the other end of your hand too much, more than a tefach. Now, although I have never walked a dog, I can't imagine it's too easy to make sure that it doesn't sag. If you go too close to the animal, go close to the dog, if you have a leash that's 6 feet long and you're standing right next to the dog, it's inevitable it's going to be hanging on the ground. It's going to be a problem. It's going to be within a tefach of the floor. And therefore, I think that what should be suggested, the best practice for someone who needs to take his dog on a walk on Shabbos, is to have a retractable leash, in which if the animal goes far away, the leash could extend, and then when it comes closer, it retracts. It winds up back in your hand. And through using such a leash, you avoid both problems. As we just explained, it will avoid the problem of the leash sagging because it could just wind up. And additionally, it will never protrude more than a tefach beyond your hand because the leash is always wound up in the device that you're holding in your hand and nothing is hanging out. Certainly, no leash is hanging on the other side of your hand more than a tefach.